Western Canada's biggest mineral exploration and mining conference closed late last month. It was a great success, with Association for Mineral Exploration British Columbia, AIM, Roundup 2025 attracting the most attendees since 2015. I am grateful to everyone who participated, volunteered and contributed to a lively, very productive week. However, amid the positive energy there was a shadow looming. Mineral exploration investment in BC was down 14% in 2024 from 2023, and questions abound about upcoming changes to mineral claim staking rules, the Mineral Claims Consultation Framework, and to the Mineral Tenure Act. Many in the industry are deeply concerned. At the same time as the conference, across the street, the First Nations leadership gathering took place. There, we heard from Indigenous nations and leaders that share some of the concerns about changes to the Mineral Claims Consultation Framework, particularly regarding capacity and timelines. We agree that the process feels rushed. With over a year to consult and provide options for a framework, the government instead provided these only weeks ago. But, like it or not, the court-imposed hard implementation date of March 26 is a hard deadline that is rapidly approaching. We must work with what we have in the short time that has been given. If the deadline is not met, we expect a moratorium on staking mineral claims, which would cast an even longer shadow over mineral exploration in BC. AIM is not willing to sacrifice our members' livelihoods and the potential to discover BC's mines of tomorrow to make a point. But we also can't sacrifice our smallest members. That includes those working in placer mining and family-run prospecting. We appreciate positive recent comments from the provincial government. At AIM Roundup, both Premier David Eby and Minister of Mining and Critical Minerals Jagrup Brar matched the sentiment of recently released mandate letters. They said the right things about reducing permitting delays and building mines quickly, but now we need to see real action. With investment in BC mineral exploration already dropping, we must pull together and work fast to create a stable environment for mineral exploration and development and to attract investment. That includes decision-making processes that are fair to all with reduced timelines throughout the mineral exploration and development cycle. While AIM Roundup 2025 celebrated resilience, innovation and collaboration, the current uncertainty threatens our sector's future. Mineral explorers fear that the current interest in critical minerals could turn into an exodus if issues aren't addressed promptly and effectively. The success of the conference and the potential of BC's mineral resources highlight what's at stake, especially considering recent comments from U.S. President Donald Trump. It's time for swift action to ensure mineral exploration's stable and prosperous future for British Columbia. Kirit Hootla is President and CEO of Association for Mineral Exploration British Columbia.